KSA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Serious weather is blasting the upper Midwest, including what could be a top five snow event in the Twin Cities. NBC correspondent Gabe Gutierrez is there.
We got snow from that first wave of this winter storm. Just several inches here, about 3 to 5, but we're expecting a second, much more intense wave starting this afternoon and continuing through tomorrow. That could bring more than a foot of snow in this part of Minnesota. Other parts could see up to 2 feet of snow.
Blizzard warnings dot parts of Wyoming and the Dakotas. An ice storm warning is up for much of southwest Michigan, southeast Michigan, and St. Louis is bracing for 60-mile-an-hour winds and maybe tornadoes. More empathy for the people around East Palestine, Ohio, from EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
I see them. I hear them. I'm not second-guessing their experiences.
Regan says crews continue to monitor the air and water, and all are fine. Many people, though, are still anxious about going back to their homes near the site of that huge train derailment disaster. Former President Trump is visiting East Palestine today, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be there tomorrow. Air Force One's heading back to the USA, but before he left Poland, President Biden had one last message for the countries that have helped Ukraine in the past year.
As we approach the one-year anniversary of Russia's further invasion, it's even more important that we continue to stand together.
New comments from Moscow. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says Russia pulling out of the START treaty was overdue and inevitable. But he also posted on the social media site Telegram, Russia would be torn to pieces if it loses the war in Ukraine. The foreperson of the Georgia grand jury investigating alleged 2020 election interference says the panel recommended indicting several people, but she would not talk about exactly who the panel named. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If sorting goods for Amazon is not your style, how about Target? The big box chain says it plans to spend about $100 million to build at least 15 new sorting centers around the USA. Target's goal is to better compete with e-commerce. The announcement comes even as Target is projecting slower sales in the short run. It's only natural to want to help people hurt by disasters, both natural and human-made. But watch out for the many scams that have popped up since the big quakes in Turkey and Syria. Kristen Lewis is with the Illinois Attorney General's office.
We haven't had any reports of scammers yet, but unfortunately, it's after the fact that we hear that the money that the people intended to donate didn't make it to where it was supposed to go.
Lewis says you can tell if a group's legitimate because it will be able to give you written information about it. It's not just the poor who want to get into the USA, and that means it's not just Mexico when it comes to a path inside. Professor Tony Payen at Rice University says the growing way to go is through Canada.
If the person fleeing their country in Venezuela or some other place has additional resources, they may be able to be guided into Canada and then told to go to the border,
where they immediately ask for asylum at a border station that is not jammed with thousands of others. But a lot of crossings happen far from border stations. The Border Patrol in Vermont recently stopped a man who was carrying an infant through the snow in below zero weather. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.